Okay, so let's just finalize this whole in the vacuum before we go right down. Mitzvah Shem, next week we're going to deal with the Teloyim piece. Okay, we'll connect the in the vacuum to Teloyim, but let's finish the in the vacuum. So the way we came out as of yesterday was that the at least halacha l'maisa, the in kavanos in the vacuum seems to be shvach. Shvach ehetel, right? Because the mokor of Ein Kavanos Elevatel from the Rishonim, from the Ran L'chol HaPachas, is mufrach. Because the Ran himself, L'chor, says not like that. Not only that, Be'en is even more of a problem. Be'en is even more of a problem. Let's not forget the Ran in both cases is talking about Belias. You understand? The Ein Kavanos of the Ran, by both sugyas, the sugya and Avodah Zarah, and the Ran in Pesachim, is talking about Belias and the Kedera. You understand? The Ein Mevatlin of Belias is different than the Ein Mevatlin of everything else. I'll tell you why. We'll get a later bit in the first comment. But it was sort of true as later bit. Chavor
Yisrael?
Yeah, yeah. So the Ein was by America from there, that strange. Ein Kavanos is not enough. Yeah, perfect. So he says, over there in the Hagor, yeah. The fact that you're not allowed to cook, it brings a moment to karai, the fact that you're not allowed to cook with a kli, that's not mishtamish b'shefa. What's the halacha l'maisa? Kli she'eni mishtamish b'shefa, you're not allowed to cook with it even b'shefa. That's why I'll say nevatim. Right, l'chor. I'll say nevatim. That's why it's kli she'mishtamish b'shefa. What's the chol? Same in Mavat. Tell me, in Kavanah Selavat. Same in Kavanah Selavat. That's the whole point in Adivir. Should be motivated by cliche and dark cliche. You understand? The Machabah seems to be paskening that even by in Kavanah Selavat, it's the loss. Because if the Machabah would hold that in Kavanah Selavat is mutter, right? By in Kavanah Selavat, so it should come out that even a cliche in Shayna Mishtamish B'Shefa should be mutter.
That's a stomach.
Huh?
That's a stomach. Are you doing it because you want to do it in the bottle? Why would you be using it for more than its usual amount? It's more that you're, it shows that you're trying, you have kavanah in the bottle.
I'm very confused. Is there ever a case, maybe I'm living in a different island, is there ever a case, Rabbi Yemen, that you're cooking in a kader with kavanah in the bottle? Doesn't exist. It never exists.
So unless you put the piece of jazzer in.
You understand what I'm saying? Is there ever a case that you're cooking kosher food?
Someone use a bit
in 1 second, that you're cooking kosher food in a pot, and you have kavanah to be mevatel over the bleis of the pot?
Oh,
that would be an idiot. Why one of our? It's only bottle because there's no time. So I'm cooking in a pot. I want the tam that doesn't give tam to go in and become bottom. Can you please explain that to me? And you're talking about a normal guy. It's impossible. It's not even shaya. Why are they looking at me like I'm crazy?
They want some vatlet, so next time he could use it with muah and it'll be kosher.
He wants the what?
He's cooking with it now to be mevatel, so next time he can use it with mu'ad and it'll be kosher.
Instead of koshering it, he wants to.
So why is it just kosher?
I don't know.
And he said, we've been Mishulim. I have all Mishulim.
Yeah.
And I go with Shamash, it doesn't even work. And whatever, he's not working with a full deck of cards. That's what I'm saying. Whoever's doing is not working with a full deck of cards.
Well, at least he's a
full pot. So we won't assume that. Why is he cooking Mishava? Because he doesn't, it's not dark, it's Mishava. They're making, you want me to give a story? They're making Shabbos Shabbos. It's normally them and their wife, and that's why they usually cook a little. And now they're making Shabbos Shabbos, cooking a lot. Well, why do we have to make it up? Miss Tama, they want to do a Hagola, Betos, and Shamash, and they're going like, she's my Rama Gavmer. They're cooking a lot because now they're cooking, they have a lot of guests. They all have, it's Thanksgiving, and they all have commercials ahead. We have Thanksgiving. Cooking Mishabbos. That's the normal case of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to cook in such a case. That's all. Because it's ain't darker l'shtam is b'shem. It's not because the fact that you're not a poor there. Ain't darker, by the way, doesn't mean it's mishune. B'chlam lah. It could be once a month you make shev brachas. And every time you make shev brachas, you cook this much. It doesn't have to be weird. It's not like, oh, it's ain't darker. What's going on? It's ridiculous. It's an 8-quart pot, it's normal to cook 7 quarts and 8 quarts pot. Fakir. That's normal. Fakir. The fact that you don't b'shefa is modern. I don't know why that can't you know. Kadeva that carries b'shefa, why don't you normally cook b'shefa? Because you don't need it. You don't usually need more than 1 quart. And now you need 10 quarts. So you're using the pot's capacity. That's normal. I mean, what's the normal case? And in that case, the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, I want to do it. Why? Because you move out of the list of the Chachila. Saying Kavanah said, what? That's really the Behuda's Raya that Ain Kavanah said, is not enough. He holds Ain Kavanah said, is not enough. You should be allowed to cook like a Chachila. You should be allowed to cook like a Chachila. Every Kedera. You should be allowed to cook like a Chachila. Every Kedera is Ain Kavanah said, no, that's the. Now, when I said the Marami Ratan, do we have Shiva's Marami Ratan? We do? So, when do we get a Chiluk Dalit? The Marami Ratanberg Yishin Otaka learns that the reason why the Gemara Psochem holds that you could tack a cook in the Kedera. If you remember, we asked the students Dalit.
I think it's
the new prince. In my days, it was like 10 krochem. Okay. There is Pesach Yishaveru, Pesachim Kufla, Pesachim Lama. So he says, well, the same kasha the Ran asks. So if you remember, that was the Stevis Iran. The Ran says, Igmar Pesachim is because it was, the Ran's terrible mice, it was because it was a terrible. That was the Stevis Iran. That was the Sharmel Stevis Iran. That the Ran in Avodah Zorah says, "Vein kavanah se lovato," it's not a problem. The Ran in Pesachim says, that the only reason why Bechomets, it would have been okay in this time of the Gemara, is because of Nishtamish Boi B'Shefa. Vein toim, Vein vato nisul chathile, Mamish the Ran's kasha. Yesh loima, the love hainu bitl. May and you're cooking a pot, you don't care about that tamer. Elu be'etzek de'er bu'vat. That's all you want. And the most is I don't want the tam to go into the food. I don't want a mevatel tam to I don't want to have the tam that I'm being mevatel. The most I want is not to have it. So he says, interesting. So he's magder something additional, which is very negate to us here when we're going to get the smoothies. Is that there's two kinds of enkavno selavatl. There's one enkavno selavatl, right, where I'm not chal thinking about bittul. It's not in my calculus. I'm not thinking about bittul b'chal. I'm just like Rav Kiveger, the element of Rav Kiveger and Ayin Zayin. Kiveger says, if you hold the income of Rav Kiveger, it should always work. That's what Kiveger's kasha. Bal chai, shenesar v'bal lechayim. So a bal chai is not bottom. Why don't you just shacht all of them? That's what Kiveger says. Kiveger says, if ain't kavanos in Levatel is a blank check, why do we say bal chai is not bottom? Shecht it. Can't check it because ain't Levatel. Not kavanos in what? Kavanos in Lishchit. I'm shechting all the babies. Yeah? But over there, Lamaisa, when you're shechting, you are wanting to be Mevatel. That's not why I'm shechting. I realize that by shechting, I'm being Mevatel. And I want it to be Mevatel. I would shecht anyway. But it's not pshat, I'm engaged in shechting, and I don't have kavona when I'm shechting that it should be Mevatel. I do. But that's not the reason, that's not the motivation to shecht. I would shecht anyway. Kveg and Emzon, that if it's in kavonah, say, well, Lamaisa Mahamri Amberg is saying over here that the guy who's cooking in the pot, that this would be like Binyamin, like your case. He'll, even that won't be a problem. He's cooking with a lot to be Mavapal the time. But that's not what I want here. I don't want the tam to come out of the Gdeira and then to become Bottle. I'm not interested in the tam. That's why I have to call the incumbent of the So Mahamri Amberg basically is saying is, that even if a guy would fill, tak a yen a guy, filled up the pot. The only reason he filled up the pot is he didn't want the soup to be us. Him and his wife only needed a half a pot full of lentil soup. And Lamai said he filled it to the top because he didn't want it to become awesome. Mahamri Amberg goes, that still won't be called. Because he says that it's in kavanos elevat. Why? She'en echoshish po'oy seitam. Elo. That means Mahamir Amberg is adding another layer here. He's saying that the Kavanos Levatl won't answer unless I want it for the Isra Shabbai. I want it for the Isra Shabbai. But if I don't want it for the Isra Shabbai, that's also called then Kavanos Levatl.
So if you want
cream. See, he's learning the Kedavis after Pesach, that the Gemara says you'd be Lashinu Lacha Pesach and use it and cook it, it'll be Baku. Right? He learns that Ein Echanami. Ein Echanami, he says. Even if the guy would fill up the pot with the Kavana, he wants that, he puts enough liquid in there that should be Baku. Or he wants to do Hagol of Mishal Maske. Doesn't matter. It's okay. Because he doesn't want the tam. Not that I want the tam to be bought. I don't want the tam to get in the way. I don't want the tam to ask him. Not wanting a tam to ask him is not called kavanah levatel. Kavanah levatel means I want the Issa. If I don't want the Issa, even though I want the Issa to be bought, the Issa is getting in the way. And I make l'shini mukhul mizumen.
Oh, you want it to
I look, I go into the kitchen, my wife's making soup, I go, hey, fill up more. That's not going to be buckled the way it is. And have in mind, any mukhan muzum and lakai mitzvah bigl baro. How to Mahamiran, bring that still called Endavanot Seyulam. Because the toitzah that I want is not, that this is, he's mommy spelling it out. The toitzah that I want is not all I want is heterak David Bulvat, so I take also at option. Hold on, need a name of Atom Israel Katrina. Haimu Shalom Yosim Achaticha Shalzvina, Beyoivim, Leaboso, Kede Levatla. I want it. Why do I want it? You can clear why I want it. I want to have more food here.
If you want cream of chicken soup,
I want to have food here. I want to have more food. And the meat won't be poikim, or the cheese won't be poikim the pot. It's only going to, I mean, the Rashba talks about if something is machmas ribuyo, if it's nice and time, l'shvach, time is Rashba. I'm not talking about the Rashba. According to him, it would only work. A guy wants to add volume to a pot because he wants to add the volume. Why one? Maybe he needs the volume. Doesn't matter why. I want more here. And I want to take this gavina and I want to mevatel it. I want the volume, I don't want the time. Well, it doesn't matter what my cheshbon is. But that, he says, that's the only time will be awesome. Shu miskamin levatel kidei lecho leyisel. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
To eat the
kidei lecho leyisel.
Benifrad or together?
Together.
You want everything?
But I want to eat this. I want that Israel to be in the spot. I want that Gavini in the pot. Now you tell me, why do I want if I don't have the game time? The Rishonim say a lot of times a person wants for volume. Well, they are Rishonim again. We're not doing this in time now. It's a very complicated sugya. It's not so poshut that less than Shishim is not, that if you have more than Shishim, it's not time. It's not time or Iser. Can we boys in time? The big shaila, I don't want to get stuck in this because we ran out of time already, but there's a big shaila when we say nois and tam, does that mean you have to be margish the tam of the iser? Or I'm margish shinu tam in the kedera? You understand? It's a whole different lumdus. It's not just a small shaila. It's talking about fikin yai. It's a big lumdus shaila. But these are two different ways to understand nois and tam. One way to understand nois and tam, and that could also be a chiluk between kfeilin. And today, if we have a mum chayis and we don't have a mum chayis, tam cholov is not what we still have. But how cholov could change the tam of the kederu? Not a tam cholov, right? When your wives make something, and those of you that are not, you with the shembakor of mamish, they have a lot of ingredients. A lot of times, you have no idea if you hear what your wife put into the chol, it's not going like chilas kel. You won't eat it. A little honey, a piece of ketchup, mayonnaise. I remember my wife was one listening what she put that chon. She kept asking. Can you? But each thing makes a shimmy. I don't taste mayonnaise when I'm eating the chon. Somebody said, do you feel the shimmy? I don't feel mayonnaise. But many all, if it would be mayonnaise, shalisa, and that made a shimmy atam to the kadena, that you already have to be a bucky in time to be able to identify that. But all I'm telling you is it doesn't matter so much. It's not yet to our discussion. The Maharami Rottenberg is saying that in Kavanosei Levatl is that's why this Maharami Rottenberg is a Metzia. I always held this Maharami Rottenberg as being a Metzia. Not enough used in the Olam HaYeshiva, is that learning every day. It's Mamish a Metzia. Because his track of Ein Mevatlin is only where you want to have that Isser in this pot.
Yeah.
I want it. And even if I want him a vatel to yourself, they'll say it's coming up.
Is color chashuv? If I want the color, would that be chashuv? If I want the color, like the...
Yeah, because then I want the Isser in the pot. That's what he's saying. It doesn't have to be tam. Just has to be, I want to be mevatel this Isser. I want to have this Isser in this pot. Which fits very well with the way we were learning the Raivin. He spoke at the end yesterday. That could be that. That's pshat in the Raivit. That from Lakel Tashlichalos, the rotzen atoros I shouldn't have. So if my rotzen is to have it, I shouldn't. I say ritzayin lekitzayinchal. I mishnah perkiyos, right? Make Hashem's rotzen should be your rotzen. Say Hashem doesn't want it. But don't do it. You should because that's what comes out from the Maramran. Glad it's interesting. Baruch Tam. That's kedai to know. Also Baruch Tam has a different approach. He wants to say that the Sugyim Psochim is an interesting word. He wants to say, Taka the Heter of Inkavanos Eluvatl. You know, Baruch Tam always has a goodness. It's really, it's out Taka and Sein Abiskat. Which, by the way, it's only going to work then with Islamic secretion. Well, that was my Ha'orah to the Oilu. He says it's Taka and Sein Abiskat. And Taka, that's Pshan and the Ranan Avodah Zohar. Not like a Kibbeh. The Ranan Avodah Zohar, Ein Abiskat. in the miskaven is muta. And according to the Rami Rottenberg, miskaven means l'skaven levata l'sisim. Muta. Aye, the Ran, why did the Ran and Pesachim need heterabola? Because who's that going on, Rav? Rav says, Kederis Yishabe, reflecting more according to Rav. L'shinu ad lachar ha-Pesach, zok to Baruch Tam. Rav holds like a Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda holds love Hashem, miskaven is awesome. So the Ran couldn't use his Avodah Zarah Lundas. In Avodah Zarah, he's going Lalochet. Lalochet, Kaimel and Kerav Shimon. So in Avodah Zarah, they don't call the Baruch Tam a gun for no reason. In Avodah Zarah, he was going Lalochet and Kaimel also Levato. It's enough. In Pesachim, he's going in Rav. Rav passed like a beauty. Love Hashem, miskaven is awesome. Love Hashem, miskaven is awesome. So then he couldn't say in Kavanah Silavak. We had to come on the table. There's no steer of the anyway, to make a long story short, because I have to end here, is that I think it's very hard to rely on Prost Kavanah Silavak. By Ablia, it's much more opened. And there's many riots to that. Because you should know this Marami Rattenberg alone is Kama Vakama Steers. With this Marami Rattenberg, there's Kama Vakama Steers. But, you know, how to apply it. I think to apply it to a Be'en is very difficult. To apply it to Mamish Be'en is very difficult, like bugs. I think we have to, in order to apply it to Be'en in a meaningful way, it has to be that it's also not a psikration. That you're not Mamish. It's not an Isivada that you're being about. If it's Taka Sofim Ba'alma, then you can rely on incovenants. Okay, well, as we go, as we're going to move to blending and all these other Shilas, I won't use Ein Kavanah Selevato by Avadais. And let's not forget that the mocker of it, the Trum Sadesh, also didn't use it by Avadai. And the only time we found it by Avadai were cases, the only Mufurish case was the case of the Nemolim, which there was Kavanah Selevato, like of Kivega. So to use it by Avadais, I would only use it when you also have the Maila, that your Kavanah is to take it out. Then it's nurse kavanah avuch. So now we're going to move to our final phase, which is what vegetables will we consider avadai? What vegetables are not avadai? What's called avadai sherid? Then we have to go into teloyim. But first, at least we should have a little bit of a musig of the aim of atla. And the aim of atla, I would rely on ein kavanah selevato by a blia potentially, and I would rely on ein kavanah selevato by a sofik, but by a vadai iso, where you know you're being mevatel it, it just ain't kavanah so mevatel dir, I would not rely on. Halacha l'maaseh. So that's why when we go into teloyim, we're going to limit. Now we have to figure out what's called cheskas teloyim, what's called ein cheskas teloyim, what's a vadai teloyim. That those are all, you know, you have so many different shittas there. Right? Some hold the concept teloyim is gone. Someone that I'm there lying is. When I say near lying, I don't mean that you can't. Obviously, teloyim is that you can only see with a. With a microscope is a nothing, or even with a magnifying glass. If you can only, it's that stop garnish. But we'll see that there are sheep that hold that it's not a barrier. If it's not near him, clear. There are sheep that hold. It means this, that, everybody in the zone, that every worm is a barrier. It's not true. I'm not talking about a discernible worm. An indiscernible worm. Of course, an indiscernible worm is not a worm. It's not a worm. It's avir. It's like air. It doesn't, halachically doesn't exist. Avir was a lashon of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, somebody asked for Shlomo Zalman. If you have foods that you know are full of bugs, but they're indiscernible, only microscopic. So he asked for Shlomo Zalman, what about Timtum Malay? So he said, Zekimo avir. You know, every word of Adam Gadol was Pshakimo avir. Because the Rajba says that if you're going to tell me that even bugs that are not visible are bugs, it's not possible to breathe. Because the air has them all. But he said, just like air is not metam to mishalay. So something that's not. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the definition of barrier. These little tiny bugs, right, that you can't see. You could see if you look. I'm not saying you can't see. Because if you can't see, you can't see. Talking about the ones that you could see, and the ones that tackle halacha are bugs. It's possible to be a bug and not a berry, according to many shittas. That's also possible. There's so many. That's why bugs is a whole separate parasha. Just want the first halacha to understand the chomer of Eim Avatlan, and now we can go by. Okay, stop here for now. I'm talking.
Wow.